It's got everybody up in arms.
Like what?
Michael Sam, the openly gay NFL player, he said that he would not have drafted Michael Sam, basically because he said it was going to be a big distraction. And he's getting assailed, man, all throughout the media today.
Right.
They're going at him. He says it's just not going to go smoothly. Things will happen.
Right.
I think the question is Tony Dungy saying what a lot of people are thinking?
Well, what are you thinking?
Of course.
That, you know, the NFL, those guys are like, there's a lot of, you know, I'm not going to say all of them are homophobic, but some are. And then you got some people that are just kind of ignorant and just assumes that every gay man wants them.
But that's not how I took it. I took it as him saying he brings too much celebrity to the game. And I just, you know what I mean? I thought of him as saying, even if he had some guy like a Dennis Rodman out there who is just too much, you know, I felt like he didn't want that.
I don't know. What y'all think? 1-877-727-7746. Let's go. Can y'all do that? All right.
Hey, Naturalistas. I see you talking about As I Am, those fabulous products for natural textured hair with nourishing ingredients like shea butter and coconut oil. Look at you. Your honey just loves your hair so free and fierce. And you, your twist out, an amazing display of shiny coils. And ooh, can't forget you rocking that gorgeous wash and go to the office. As I Am hydrates, defines, and shines natural coils and curls naturally. Now at Sally Beauty Supply.
Hashtag no filter. Hashtag WCW. Hashtag dudes be like. Hashtag this could be us, but. Hashtag sneakerhead. Hashtag selfie Sunday. Hashtag like a boss. Hashtag fusion. With so much incredible technology, the fusion might be trending. And you will be too.
Ford, go further.
Tony Dungy, Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah.
One of the first African Americans to accomplish that feat.
Right.
Says he wouldn't have drafted Michael Sam, the openly gay player. He says it's not going to go smoothly. He says things will happen. I don't know. He got a lot of people really upset about this thing, but
you know,
there's some people saying, "Hey, man, might be telling the truth."
Well, he was saying, listen, I'm not saying the guy shouldn't get a chance to play. It's just, I don't know if I would want to deal with all of that. And he's right in a certain extent. It would be a distraction in the locker room, for one. And do other people feel the same way as Tony Dungy? Well, of course. He was drafted seventh round, 34th pick. That's 249th overall. So clearly other people are feeling the same way.
Some commentator said that Tony Dungy is a coward. Why is he a coward? I thought that was very courageous, right, to say that.
To say it.
I don't necessarily agree with him.
Right.
But he knew.
You don't agree with that Michael Sam could be a distraction in your locker room?
And Tony Dungy, who does stuff for NBC Sports, I wonder if they're going to pull him off now.
Oh, you can't.
Well, you know what a lot of the problem is.
Watch.
You know,
I don't think he can.
A lot of the problem is, you know, he jumped out there to support Michael Vick. A lot of people having a problem with that. And then Tony Dungy is a very devout Christian.
Right.
So people think that has the part to play.
They have a lot to do with it. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
What's your comment?
Yes, I think everybody is missing the point of what he's saying. I mean, if you remember, Michael Sam planned on taping a documentary. He was going to have cameras following him. That is a huge distraction for any NFL team.
Yeah, and they blocked that.
They blocked that. But he has a book out.
Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes, it's Sean from Baltimore. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, listen, man. Tony Dungy, man, I don't really agree with what he said, man, because, like, it's 2014, man. Basically, what you're saying is that man don't deserve to have a job because he's gay or whatever. Like, what if somebody said that about him? Like, you know, like, well, we're not going to draft him. You know, we're not going to hire you as a black coach because you're going to be a distraction.
Well,
you know?
You do know that Tony Dungy was a quarterback when he was in college.
Really?
And back in that day, they didn't think black men were smart enough to play the quarterback position, so he had to switch to defensive back.
Right. Smart enough.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, Freitas, go ahead.
Let's see. Cater Wade says, think he was just considering his team's feelings, his players. Let's see. Sweet Tyra says, Mr. Dungy should have just kept his thoughts to himself. He doesn't have to deal with it, so he needs to hush. Dave the Dude says, he said nothing wrong. If the gay agenda is going to be advanced, they can't get mad when people object to all things homosexual.
Mm. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Russ?
What's happening, man?
This is what I have to say about Tony Dungy. For one, he only said everything that everybody else already thinks, for one. And then two, you can't have an opinion. He didn't disrespect that man in any way.
Yeah.
All he said is he didn't want it to be a distraction.
Right. And
but any coach would have said.
And you know what? I think it would be a travesty of justice if NBC decides to suspend him or remove him because, you know, we have freedom of speech. And we don't all agree on everything.
Right.
And I don't find the way he couched it, it didn't come out vicious to me.
No, well, he said, I believe he I'm not saying he shouldn't have a chance to play. Me, personally, as a coach, I wouldn't want to have to deal with all of that in my locker room.
I wouldn't have drafted him.
I wouldn't have did it.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, I agree with Tony Dungy. It is a big distraction. I mean, you see Michael Sam on TV kissing his boyfriend all in the mouth and everything. You got married couples who are heterosexual that don't be all out in the open like at an award show. I mean, it is a big distraction. And on top of it, he's not as good as he was coming out of college to go into the pros anyway. So,
well, that's
is that true?
Seen.
That's debatable.
Is that true?
That's to be
debatable.
Well,
you know, let's see if he makes the team. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Russell Paul from D.C. Look, man, as the saying goes, if you don't want my opinion, don't ask me a question. At the end of the day, you asked that man a question, he gave you a direct answer. And, of course, his religious affiliation or his religious beliefs is going to play a role in that. But also, this man is a coach. If Bill Parcells had said that, then nothing would be said right now.
Well, I think
anybody who says it right now.
Because everybody's super sensitive nowadays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was his opinion, and he's entitled to that. I think at the same time, you know, Michael Sam, he was like the Big Ten, or was he in the Big Ten?
SEC.
Was he defensive player of the
defensive
year?
Defensive player of the year. Mm-hmm.
And one of the last five people drafted in the NFL draft.
Well, there you go.
That tells you there were a lot of people.
And before
that
him, I think it was defensive player of the year was drafted under the second round, I believe, before him.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Russell Sam, how y'all doing, man? This is Steve from Cincinnati.
Yes, sir.
I am so glad somebody finally came forward and said what everybody in America wants to say. Even if I was a player, I wouldn't want that distraction. He's getting all this celebrity. He didn't even do anything yet. So I applaud Tony. Good job, baby.
All right.
Good job, baby.
That's how you really feel.
Right. Why don't you go up and hit him on the ass?
Wait a minute.
What? That's it for my
Somebody tripping.
Play ball.